Good afternoon. It is Wednesday, April 13th, 2011. It is 2 p.m. and the council is scheduled for an afternoon session. Hi, Carla.
Hello.
How was lunch?
Oh, good.
What'd you have?
I had a chicken Caesar salad.
Good for you.
This is our wellness check.
Yeah.
It is our wellness check. Can you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Leonard.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Adams.
Here. Quorum is present. We shall proceed. Would you please read the title and call the vote for item number, second reading ordinance, item number 359.
Adopt and implement the Airport Futures City Land Use Plan and authorize implementing intergovernmental agreements related to airport planning. Fish?
We're just going right to the vote.
Yeah, it's second reading.
Okay. So first, let me thank everyone who's been associated with this project who may have come out to join us today. And I want to especially thank the port for their hospitality. See Bill Wyatt's here with his team. When they hosted the joint meeting of the port board and the city council. And I think I speak for everyone here that we have we're very envious of the space that you meet and the beautiful building. I was particularly heartened that it was a proposal that had the unanimous support of the entire stakeholder group that had worked long and hard to get to the finish line. That doesn't always happen in our work. And I also really appreciated the spirit and the tone of all the testimony that we got that evening. All in all, it was a phenomenal piece of work, and I think a really outstanding level of participation by the community and all the stakeholders. So thank you for your hard work. I get to do the easy part by saying aye, but I really appreciated both the hospitality in the evening that we were with you and also the comments of everyone who participated. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I'm very pleased to support this, and I want to start off with a big thank you to all who have worked so hard on this, the citizens and our staff and the port and all the other people. This really culminates a ton of work performed by the city and staff and consultants and, most importantly, as I said, our community volunteers. So it's a job well done, and that was evidenced by the support for this shown at the public hearing we had. And I don't need to tell any of you this has been a long time in coming. I've been around this, I think, from the start of my career here as in City Hall, and as I was going through my airport issues email file the other day, I came across the resolution passed by the council in August of 2001 that really started this all off. It directed then that we call the Planning Bureau to prepare an intergovernmental agreement between the city and the port that would outline how we would get to a rational land use approval scenario for the operations and needs of the airport. And I'm happy to say that product is in front of us today, and it's exactly what the council, I think, envisioned in August of 2001. So, again, well done. And so, again, I'm just very pleased to support this today. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
So some of the major achievements of the plan, it prohibits the development of a potential third runway at PDX unless we come back and make a different decision. So that's certainty for everyone. It implements a aircraft landing zone that limits the height of structures, vegetation, and construction equipment. It implements a wildlife hazard management plan to reduce conflicts between aircraft and wildlife. And it outlines a mitigation plan and zoning, which will protect the natural resources along the Columbia River and the Columbia Slough. So it's been a very long process, and we're with years and years of meetings from multiple stakeholders, and I greatly appreciate all the staff work as well as the volunteers. Special thanks to Jay Sugnett and Lise Glancy. They have been very instrumental in helping all of us understand the issues and keep up the constructive and productive dialogue between the port and the city. And I think one of the side effects that's happened over the course of this process, as Commissioner Saltzman outlined, is a greater understanding of what the challenges the neighbors, the city, and the port face in discussing things and solving problems around the airport. So that's a good outcome, which doesn't show up in the words on the paper, but it's definitely one which I heard at the hearing last time. Planning staff did make a very good faith effort to address individual property owners' concerns, went back and looked again and again after the last hearing to work with individual property owners to see if their concerns could be met in this process or if it needs to happen in a different process. And I'm comfortable that what the staff came up with and we heard at the public hearing, that the plan does address the concerns that were raised to the extent that it can in this process. There may be other ways to look at some of the other challenges. I was especially impressed with the inclusiveness of the committee and the dedication of the many volunteers who gave input on this process. And so I thank everybody who participated and indeed the setting up of the structure. When you set up a good process, you often get to a good outcome. And I think that's what we're seeing in this case. So thank you very much, everyone. Aye.
Adams.
I'd like to thank Amy Ruiz and Lisa Libby and Rehana Suri in the Mayor's Office Planning and Sustainability Team for their work on this. I'd like to thank the Planning and Sustainability Bureau for your excellent work on this. Amazing. Again, I'd like to thank the Port of Portland and the Port Commission for your great partnership on this and other neighborhood-based organizations like the Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods, the Columbia Pacific Building Trades, the Coalition for Livable Future, the Audubon Society, and Bob Salinger. I'm very pleased and a little shocked that we got this done so well. Aye. All right, if it's okay with you, Commissioner Fish, would you mind if we just run through and vote on all the S's?
Please, Mayor. Ours is a 230 time certain.
Excellent. Sue, can you just start with S 361, then S 362, and then S 363?
S 361, amend and consolidate existing tree regulations into new Code Title 11, trees, adopt companion amendments in other titles, and direct the establishment of customer service improvements and implementation funding. Fish?
I'm going to vote aye on S361, 362, 363. And at the last hearing, we had a chance to dispense our thank yous to the talented professionals at the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability who led this extremely challenging process to a fruitful conclusion, to all of the stakeholders that weighed in, and frankly, to those who, between our second to last and last meeting, pointed out that we may have not connected the pieces the way we intended and gave us an opportunity, I think, to improve the work product and ultimately, I hope, get it right. The next phase is going to be the implementation phase, and we have some hard work ahead of us thinking about how long-term we might fund this plan and what the structure should look like going forward. Since there are at least five city bureaus that currently have some role in enforcing this code. And Hannah Kuhn of my office will be working with all the affected bureaus to go forward on that process. But again, thank you, Susan and your team, for a job well done, and everyone else from the community that fully participated on this. And for all the reasons I stated at our last meeting, I am pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you, everyone, for all your work on this. We know that Portlanders are passionate about the environment, and nothing represents that better than the energy and passion shown by our residents in involving themselves in this very technical project. As we all know, trees are critical to achieve Portland's watershed health for improved hydrologic systems, water quality, habitat, and biological communities. In 2004, the City Council adopted the Portland Urban Forestry Management Plan. This document provides canopy goals and a roadmap, actions, and partnerships that will allow us to reach these goals. And I believe this package of code language is a key piece in helping us to reach the most important goal, more trees throughout the city, and especially in targeted tree-deficient areas. Understandably, we've heard a good amount of testimony and input through this process that contains some concerns and trepidations about some of the changes proposed here. And we know change is never easy, but I do believe that this comprehensive and thoughtful process has been as inclusive as any planning process I've seen in my 12 years on City Council, including the one we just approved, the Airport Futures. All the city bureaus that are involved with trees, parks, Bureau of Development Services, Environmental Services, Transportation, have been closely engaged in this process and deserve credit for working through the myriad of details in this package. My comfort level with this package is also aided by the fact that we have a phased implementation scenario that will allow us all to drill down on the particulars and fine-tune how we make this work for the benefits of Portland, including, as Commissioner Fish alluded to, a process to look at how we can better as a city perhaps provide our responsibilities, fulfill our roles and responsibilities. So thanks again for all the work included here, and I'm happy to vote aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
This was generated as a citizen-led push from Southwest Portland and East Portland. And last week I mentioned Greg Shifsky and Margot Barnett in Southwest and Ellie Sharice, Linda Robinson, and Bonnie McKnight from East Portland. I neglected to mention John Allen, who was a member of the Urban Forestry Commission that came up with the Urban Forestry Plan and chained himself to a tree in Dickinson Woods in order to prevent it. I think it actually got cut down, but then we were subsequently able to save that with the Metro Green Spaces Bond measure. So that was part of my initiation in Southwest Portland back in the 1990s when John was chaining himself to trees, about the importance of trees and their function in neighborhoods in multiple different ways. So it's particularly gratifying to now be elected to serve on the City Council and to receive a very strong proposal from the Urban Forestry Commission and the Planning and Sustainability Commission, and all of the great community input, the work of the citizen volunteers. And I believe we made it even stronger at Council by making it simpler, stronger, cleaner, and easier to implement, and actually easier for both homeowners and developers to figure out what the rules are and how to comply with them. So I'm very, very grateful to everyone for their work here. I appreciate all of my colleagues who worked diligently to puzzle through the multiple amendments, and I think we've reached a very, very good conclusion. I won't go into the details because I know staff is going to do the education piece, and then Commissioner Fish is going to be working on how we're going to implement. It is going to be important, though, to let everyone know in Portland that we now have rules for trees on lots, as well as revised rules for street trees, and that it's part of who we are as Portlanders to have trees for their multiple benefits. It's part of our responsibility to have some huge trees to pass on to our children and our children's children. And thanks to this ordinance, which I do believe is a landmark, both because of the trees and because of the historic nature of what we're doing here, because of this ordinance, that we're setting a good way forward for trees to survive and thrive in Portland. So thank you, everyone. Aye.
Adams.
Aye.
362, amend the intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County to transfer land use planning responsibilities to address the administration of tree-related regulations that require a development permit. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Well, Roberta, Morgan, Sue, the entire team, thank you for your work on this. It's been a little bit like trying to regulate the impossible, but we have, and we'll stick with it. I appreciate the follow-on work that Commissioner Fish has voluntarily assumed, and after 6 years, is that how long it took us? 7 years? 6 years. Glad to get this done. Aye. So approved. We have a 14-minute recess until 2:30.
363.
Oh.
The vote on 363. Encourage.
I oppose this one.
Encourage integration of quality tree preservation and tree planting in early site design, land divisions, and certain land use reviews, improve consistency and effectiveness of tree regulations in specified overlay zones and plan districts, update definitions and amend the LADS Edition Conservation District Guidelines to clarify that planting trees on the nuisance plants list is prohibited on city property and city rights of way. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
I appreciate the very reasoned and thoughtful discussion that went around this particular issue and the fact that the neighbors are going to continue to work with planning and with development services and parks to figure out an alternative for Ladd's Addition and other areas that need a particular type of treescape. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Now we're done.
10-minute break.
We have a 11-minute break. Not 12, not 13.
Do you have a second? Dan or me?
He ran out.